Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Transformation, the unfolding of personal life experiences. I am your host, Sandra Lucas. I will share with you intimate thoughts, relationships, and experiences from prayer and meditation to inspire and empower those on a spiritual journey to self-realization, God's children who are ready to wake up and claim their power. All shows are pre-recorded. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. This is Sandra Lucas hosting My Transformation.
Today's meditation is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9. In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly array. Women are to be quiet and sensible in manner and clothing. Christian women should be noticed for being kind and good, not for the way they fix their hair or because of their jewels or fancy clothes. Respectable and honorable apparel reflects a godly woman's inner life. Elaborate interweaving of the hair with gold and pearls was discouraged, and orderliness, not obstination, was the standard. And these that was a different verse I got from another Bible. And the story is, I went into meditation and I saw 1 Timothy 2:9. And when I went to read it, I said, Lord, are you sure this is what you're giving me? Because I don't go to church and I don't dress all fancy and put stuff all in my hair. And I said, this verse don't relate to me. This is my transformation, and I don't see how I relate to this verse. And then I said, well, maybe you mean 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 2 through 9. So I went and read 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 2 through 9, and it resonated with me because it was more like what we were already talking about, because we even was in that same chapter the other day. And I said, God, this right here fits what we've been talking about. So maybe I'm seeing the verse wrong. Maybe this is what you want me to do. But even while I was talking and reading those verses, I kept seeing 1 Timothy 2:9, which is, of course, chapter 2, verse 9. I kept saying, well, I don't see how that has to do with me. I said, I can't be right. And so I said, well, I'm going to do this right here. I'm going to do chapter 1, verses 2-9, because this fits. And normally, when I'm talking about something, God gives me verses the next day about what we talked about. Because I was saying how my daughter has such a beautiful heart, how her heart is so pure. And those verses happen to be about a pure heart. And I was like, well, that's why I believe this is what you want me to do, not chapter 2, verse 9. That has nothing to do with what we were talking about. But I said, God, help me. I said, I keep seeing 2:9. So this must be what you want me to do. So help me to understand why I have this verse. Help me here, because I don't relate to it. I can't seem to, you know, resonate with it. And so I'm going to read to you what God gave me. This is what God gave me. These are not like my notes. Because I would read a verse and I would write my thoughts to that verse of how it relates to me. I couldn't do that today because I didn't see how the verse related to me. So I asked God for his help. I asked God to give me something. And this is what God gave me. Then the light came on. So let me read to you what God gave me. Clothed in God, clothed in Jesus, clothed in the Holy Spirit, wear the word, adorn not for the material, but adorn for the Father. Be seen as humbled and graceful. Show God in you. Let the Lord adorn you. Mm-hmm. Wear God. When people look at you, they see Jesus. They see the Father. They see the Holy Spirit. Fuss not with the material, but instead be adorned, be clothed, be covered in the love and grace of God. Show thyself as a child of God. Selah. Mm. I wrote that. Oh my God. Oh my God. So that's what he's saying. And then I went and I looked up adorn. And adorn says make more beautiful or attractive. Make more beautiful or attractive. And I looked up clothes. And it says, be clothed. It was given an example. And the example was, be clothed with the personality and character of Jesus. Then the verse made sense to me. Then I was able to resonate with the verse. So God is saying, even though I don't dress all fancy and wear my hair all fancy and stuff, I don't dress that way. But the point is, to be clothed in the word of God. That way when you dress, the way you carry yourself, the way you talk, the way you walk, let Jesus shine. Let the grace and the blessings of the Lord shine through you so that when people look at you, they'll feel God coming through you. They won't be looking at it, admiring, oh, my God, look at her hair. Look at, oh, that's so beautiful. It's not going to be them admiring how you look materially, how you look physically. But what they're going to see is your peace and your beauty. They'll see God's light, God's love, God's beauty, God's peace coming from you. And that's why God wants you to adorn yourself with the word. Because have you ever seen people that people say, man, she is so beautiful. And if you were to look at her physical, she don't look that great physically, but she's beautiful regardless of her physical appearance. Because it's not the physical you're looking at, it's the love that you see shining through her. And she's just like covered in love and light, and you can just tell that she's just adorned in the word of God. She's just beautiful, beautiful spirit, loving spirit. And I've seen people like that. I've seen people that they just shine. They just look so beautiful. I mean, you can just feel it, not just see it coming from them, but you can feel it. And that's what God is talking about. Let people see that, not the physical. You know, don't have them saying how beautiful you are, how beautiful your hair is, or how beautiful your clothes are. Let them see your beauty, your spirit, spiritually beautiful. Let them see that. Let them see the God in you shining through. Let them notice that. And I had written in my notes that I am, that's like remembering things. When people would knock on my door and would invite me to church, I said, I am the church. You know, it was a friend, you know, from way back in school. He wanted me to come to church with him. He said, I came to pick you up, take you to church. I said, no, I'm not going to church with you. I said, you know, he's knocking on my door out of the blue, saying, I'm going to take you to church. I said, no. I said, I am the church. I said, I don't go to church. I am the church. And so I wrote in my notes, I am the church. I am a walking church. The way you dress, the way you move, the way you speak, be pleasing to God. And this is how I got this verse to mean for me, because I would say that I am the church. So, Sandra, you the church, so let the church be seen in you by the way you speak, by the way you walk, by the way you carry yourself, by the way you dress. Let the people see the church in you. So it's like my spirit, because when your spirit, when you're wearing the word, not just learning it, not just speaking it, not just remembering it, not just thinking it, but when you are actually wearing it, when you are being the word, when you are living the word, then you're wearing the word in a way that people can see the glow of God on you. They can see it. They can feel it. And they will recognize it. Excuse me. They will recognize it as something that is so beautiful. And some people may not even be able to explain the beauty. You can look. You can, as far as physical, if somebody's looking at you physically, they could think that you're the most ugly person in the world. But when they see you wearing God, when you are adorned in God, they're not going to see that. They're not going to see the physical at all. They're going to see the beauty of God. And it's going to just shine. It's going to shine because it's going to override whatever you look like physically, because your physical appearance won't mean anything. Because it's not your physical appearance that's going to attract the people. It's going to be your spiritual appearance that's going to attract people. So as I started, as God wrote what he wrote, it made me start thinking. I started understanding more and how this verse is relative. And I'm like, wow. Because I was like, get ready to argue. I said, God, why you give me this? I don't go to church. I don't dress up. But this is why. And then I started thinking about a time I was in church. And I want to make sure. I'm looking at my papers to make sure I'm sharing everything that I did right. Yeah, okay. So I remember the time when I was in church, when I was married and we was going to church, and the women just did not like me. They couldn't stand me. They hated on me. They gritted on me. When I would like try to join a group discussion, they would like all just start walking away one by one or two by two, you know, if I come and join a conversation. And then I would be left there standing alone. And that kept happening. So I got the hint. You know, they didn't want to be around me. They didn't want to talk to me. They didn't, you know. And so I said, why do people treat me like this? I didn't do anything. So people hated on me and gritted on me. I mean, I'm talking about the women of the church. And so one day I just got so tired of the treatment that I said, I'm going to give them a reason to hate on me. I'm going to give them a reason because I'm fed up. This is it. I'm fed up. And so one day I took out this dress, and it was a dress that you wear out, you know, on the evening. It was a beautiful dress, but the back was out of the dress. I mean, from all the way from the shoulders down to the lower part of the back, you know, your lower back, right above your behind. And so I wore that dress, and my husband said, honey, are you sure you want to wear that dress to church this morning? I said, yeah, I'm positive. He said, are you sure? I mean, you do know your back is out. I said, mm-hmm. And I know this is the dress I'm wearing today. I'm not changing. And so he left me alone. I wore the dress. And you talk about gritting and hating being even more profound. I said, I went to that church with vengeance in my heart and on my mind. And it paid off. Those women hated more. and they gritted more, and their husbands could not keep their eyes off of my sexiness. Their husbands just kept looking at me, and their wives would get even more angry because they're talking to their husbands, and their husbands not paying them any attention because their eyes are on my sexiness. And I was like, yeah, now you can be jealous, now you can be hateful, now you can grit. Now you have a reason to grit on me. Now your gritting and your hate is justified. That way you won't be a liar. I am making you truthful now in your hating and your gritting. You know, and that was my attitude, because I was just so fed up with them hating on me for no reason. No reason that I could see at all. I dressed modestly. I dressed pure, you know. My husband, when he bought me clothes, he bought me form-fitting clothes, and I wasn't wearing them. And then he was like, "Why aren't you wearing the clothes I bought you?" I'm like, "Because they're tight, they're form-fitting. I like to be comfortable, you know." And then I started wearing the clothes, and maybe they were gritting and hating because of the form-fitting clothes. I don't know, but they were modest. They covered me. They covered my arms. They covered my legs. I mean, it's not like they were, my breasts were hanging out or all my arms were showing. It wasn't like that. They were nice, decent clothes. They just were form-fitting. They fit my shape. He said, "I like to see your shape." You know, instead of me wearing baggy clothes, he wanted to see my shape because I was always wearing loose-fitting clothes. And so he bought me form-fitting clothes because he wanted to see my shape for a change. And maybe that's why they were hating on me. But I believe they were hating on me even before I started wearing the clothes he bought me. And then after I had my episode, after I gave them a reason to hate and grit, then I started buying me clothes that were like the swaying type clothes. The nice, you know how they go, fit you to the waist and then they just hang out, flare out. I started buying clothes like that. They were so comfortable. And I loved them. And so my husband was like, "Man, where's the clothes I got you?" I said, "Look, I like these. I like to be comfortable and feel, you know, loose, you know." And so I would wear his every now and then, but I wore mine mostly because I love that freedom, you know, instead of that clinging. I didn't want clothes clinging to me. I just want to feel free. But the women still hated and gritted. But that one day, I was so happy to see them really, really showing their true selves that day when I wore that dress. Because they were, oh God, it's like the whole church could feel it. They could feel the hate and the jealousy, you know, and I did that out of spite. I did it out of spite. Why are you going to hate and grit on someone who has done nothing to you? And, you know, I just got in that point, you know, but hey, let me give them something. Let me do something to justify what's going on in their hearts and minds against me. And I did that, and God allowed me to do it. It just served them right. But that story came to mind. I haven't thought about that at all. And that was so many years ago. That was in the 80s, I think. That happened so long ago. But that story came to my mind as I was, you know, reading, as I read the God's way of putting that verse for me to understand it. But yeah, the way we dress, and then I start picturing how other people dress in their fancy clothes, big old hats on their head, and you know, and people say, "Oh man, you look good today, girl." And it's all outward appearance. Outward appearance. And God does not want us all dressed up and looking all fancy, and that's all people see. They see your outward appearance and admire your outward appearance and compliment your outward appearance. That's not what God wants. That's not how you represent the Lord. You represent the Lord by dressing yourself in the grace of God. You represent yourself by looking like Jesus. Where's that thing I wrote? It's like looking like Jesus, because people, you know, they will hate on you no matter what. And I guess they hate on you because you have something that they don't have. They hate on you. If you're dressed modestly, even if you're clothed in Jesus, clothed in the Word, people can still hate on you. They hate for whatever reason they hate. So even if you're adorned in the Word and people hate on you, it's okay, because you are pleasing in the eyes of God. You are representing Jesus. So it's best to be hated on when you're representing the Lord than to be hated on when you're representing material things, when you're representing the world. You're going to be hated on either way. People just love to hate for whatever reason. But God wants you to be clothed in Jesus. He wants you to be clothed in the Word. He wants you to be clothed in the Holy Spirit. He wants you to be adorned in a way that is pleasing to the eyes of God.
Mm-hmm.
So beautify yourself in grace. Beautify yourself in love. Beautify yourself in peace. Beautify yourself in unity. Just beautify yourself in a way that it is pleasing to the Lord, and when people see you, they see the power of God coming from you. They see the essence of God coming from you. They see God. They don't see you. They see God coming through you. And that's how the Lord wants us dressed. He wants us clothed in the Word. The Word is Jesus. So when people see you, they see Jesus. They see love. They see peace. And that is the message God gave me today. And I am so thankful that I did not be disobedient and go and do chapter one anyway, because I believe that's what he was trying to tell me. Because I see the chapter and verse that God gives me. I see it in my vision. And when I saw that, I just couldn't believe that's what he wanted me to do, because I just couldn't fit it. I couldn't fit how it works. So God just took me on another. I don't know if he's taking me just in another area now, but I know how everything he was giving me before all fit. It all fit. You know, the verses, the chapters, they were like all fitting into each other. But then this one seemed like it was just off. It seemed like it's just out of left field somewhere. And that's why I started questioning God. I said, Lord, is this what you want me to read? I don't think this is what you're giving me. I think I'm seeing wrong. But then I just kept seeing it. I saw it even bolder and bolder. It's like God saying, this, Sandra, this right here, you're seeing right, Sandra. This is what I want you to do. And I'm like, that can't be it, Lord. That can't be what you want. It doesn't fit with what we just did the other day. But this over here does. Oh, I'm trying to be in control. God is good. He is so patient. And you see, you notice that he said Selah at the end of that, which means think about what I just said. Think about it. Contemplate it. Understand it. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. Because that's why I looked up adorn and clothes, to see what other kind of meaning was out there. Because, you know, the meanings I get to words, my own meanings be something different from other people's. So I thought, I'm going to look these words up just to make sure. And they fit right in what God said. Right in. I'm going to read this again. Because he said, adorn not for material, but adorn for the Father. So make yourself more beautiful and attractive for the Father. Not for material reasons. Don't make yourself more beautiful and attractive by getting certain clothes and certain jewelry. That's not the kind of beauty he wants you to have. He doesn't want you going out there purchasing things to make you more beautiful because of some clothes you're wearing or some way you fix your hair and fancy stuff you're putting on. That's not the kind of beauty he wants you to seek. He wants you to seek the beauty of Jesus. He wants you to seek the beauty of love and light and blessings. And it's a different type of beauty he wants you to have, a different type of beauty he wants you to clothe yourself with. And what greater beauty than the Word of God? What greater beauty? When Jesus walked, people saw the beauty coming from him. And that's what God wants us to be adorned in, that kind of beauty. Not jewelry, not fancy clothes. So even if you're wearing your jewelry and your fancy clothes, that's not to be what stands out. It's the beauty of Jesus shining through you that's to stand out. So if you wear jewelry and nice clothes, what the people are to see is the beauty of Jesus emanating from you. They're not even going to notice your jewelry or your clothes. They're going to notice Jesus. And that is what God is saying. For the people to notice Jesus shining through you, not being blinded by your pearls and your gold, not being blinded by your sequences and your beautiful clothes. Because when I used to go to church, I have seen people compliment other people for their clothes or their hat or their jewelry or whatever. I've seen people compliment others for the way they looked. That's not what God wants to see. That's not what God wants people to see. God wants people to see how graceful and loving you are. They want people to see God shining. It's like when I said my daughter, I said, I looked at her and I could see the beauty of God shining. I said, Lord, she has such a beautiful heart. I forgot all the words that I said, but I was just admiring the beauty that she has. That she has such a good heart. And I could see it. I could feel it. That is the beauty that God wants us to shine. That's the beauty. And that's why I call this, be ye clothed. How are we to be clothed? We're to be clothed in the Word of God. We're to be clothed in a way that God can't help but shine through. We'll be clothed in a way that people will compliment our beauty, our peace, our genuineness, our heart, our wonderful spirit, our joyfulness. That is definitely a different way to be dressed, isn't it? Isn't it? Wow. So just like you want to dress yourself to look good and look pleasing to people's eyes, know that it's even more important to dress yourself in the Word, that you can be pleasing in the eyes of God. It is best for all that you are pleasing in the eyes of God the Father, because it is He who counts. What other people think doesn't count. It doesn't mean anything. It's what counts with God. God is who we are here to please, not man, God. And God wants you to clothe yourself in the Word. He wants you to adorn yourself in the Word. I'm just now realizing why God gave me this verse. Yesterday, I was getting dressed for the first time, you know, and it rained yesterday. I said, man, I'm all dressed up, nowhere to go, it's raining. And I remember that I was saying something about, you know, if I had my white purse, that would match really good with what I'm wearing. So I was like making a little fuss over getting dressed up. Now, I wasn't dressed up all fancy. I just had on a sundress and sandals, and I had my black purse. But I knew that the white purse would have gone better because of the white sandals and the white in the dress, but it was still packed away. And so I'm just now thinking that that may be the reason why God gave me that verse, because that did happen yesterday. And remember I said that whatever is going on with me, one day, the next day, God gives me a verse in my meditation that relates to the day before. And I couldn't remember what was, because I knew the day before I also said the thing about my daughter. And so that's all I could think about. I completely forgot about my little fuss over my outfit. So that is, I just wanted to plug that in because God reminded me, this is why I gave you this verse. Don't you remember this? And I had forgotten all about it. So I just thought I'd plug this in real quick. And so there may be like voice, may hear some like little voice changes or something in here, because what I did is I went and I stuck this part in, because as I was listening, as I already finished my recording and was listening to it, then it dawned on me, oh man, now I know why God gave me that verse. I got to put this in here to let them know. So that's why I'm sticking this in now. So back to the ending of my meditation. I'm going to read this one more time before I close, because this is just so much. And God wants us to think about this. He wants us to meditate on it, to absorb it, to understand it. So I'm going to read it again, and then I'm going to close. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9. This is God's interpretation. Clothed in God. Clothed in Jesus. Clothed in the Holy Spirit. Wear the word. Adorn not for the material, but adorn for the Father. Be seen as humbled and graceful. Show God in you. Let the Lord adorn you. Love, peace, joy. Wear God. When people look at you, they see Jesus. They see the Father. They see the Holy Spirit. Fuss not with the material, but instead be adorned, be clothed, be covered in the love and grace of God. Show thyself as a child of God. Selah. May God continue to bless us and teach us and anoint us His children. Amen.
Okay.